Do you know what it takes to get your brilliance out there? It can get messy, and it should. I'm Kelly, the founder of Women for One, and I talk to powerful truth tellers and change makers about the experiences that most transform them and help them to make their lives happen on their own terms. So let's dive in to the Messy Brilliance Show.
Hi everyone, it's Kelly with Women for One, and today we are here at the end of November, heading into the holiday season. I'm here in Tucson with Women for One truth teller, author, occupational therapist, and basically coach, spiritual transformer, Laura Mayer. So welcome, Laura.
Thank you. It's a delight to be on here with you, Kelly, always.
Yes, I'm really excited to talk to you today, and I want to tell our community a little bit about you, and then have you share in your own words a little bit about your journey to give them a context of what we'll be speaking with about today. So, Laura, as I said, she's an author, and we'll talk about her book in a few minutes, which I'm really excited. We have it highlighted on Women for One, called Unlocking the Invisible Child, A Journey from Heartbreak to Bliss. And it's based on her courage to really step out of the medical box and heal herself through energetic and intuitive guidance. And hopefully, she's hoping that the book will be the impetus for others to heal, and has been the impetus for others to heal. And I'd like to hear some of those stories from other people. She's also, as I said, a truth teller at Women for One. And I really feel like Laura has a gift. And I know it's one of her greatest joys in life is opening people's hearts and empowering others to be fully seen, heard, and really present in the moment. I love that Laura listens to her inner guidance and really is aligned with her heart, soul, desire, and purpose. And one of my favorite things about every woman I speak to that's a mom, she is the mother of two young adults, which before the call, we had a long talk about parenting and how it never ends. So really excited to talk to you today, Laura. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Kelly. Yes, it never ends.
So, Laura,
how lovely.
I know, it's wonderful. So, why don't you start with telling our community a little bit about your journey and how it relates to you sharing your story and the work you do in the world now?
Okay, thank you. I just want to say one thing, and I will get right back to your question, but what comes to me when I just said it never ends as a parent, the most beautiful gift as I watch my children grow older, they're 26 and 29, is that you share the wisdom rather than the old paradigm, this is what you do. The wisdom is just incredible to have that gift as our children get older. So it really is delightful that we are mothers for the rest of our lives. So my journey really started when I was diagnosed at 14 years old with a neurological disease that I was told would just ravish my body. I would lose a millimeter a month of muscle strength. Eventually, I was told at 21 that I'd be in a wheelchair, 25, and I would die by 40 because my respiratory muscles would give out. It was a disease of the spine, not dissimilar to ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease. So that, by 15 years old, is what I had to look forward to. In the eyes of the medical world. Well, I went ahead, I became a clinician, I was an occupational therapist, I was completely ensconced in the medical world to go through this quickly because people could read my book or go to my website. I spent 40 years in the medical world without any sense that there was anything else to offer. I underwent 18 surgeries just so I could hold my pen, so that I could hold a fork, so that I could, every possible daily activity you have, you need your hands. I had zero muscle strength in my arms. My legs were never affected. I never ended up in a wheelchair. Thank goodness for all of that. But my hands were completely paralyzed. And so I did a series of 15 reconstructive tendon transfers and bone fusions, all the while working as an occupational therapist. So somewhere in me, I had this incredible constitution that I wasn't even aware of. I looked at my life as I was just surviving. I was surviving. So by the age of 43, my hand surgeon basically said to me, you have to stop working. You won't have hands at 50. So I did. And that was huge for me. I had two children. I had a husband. I lived to do OT because as an occupational therapist, it's all about really helping others to function at
right.
the greatest level. So it was such a mirror for me. I mean, no surprise that I ended up as an occupational therapist, which, you know, in my book, I speak about it, and, I'm volunteering in a school of 200 classrooms, and I end up in the OT department. I mean, talk about being guided. And one of the beauties as I look back on my life is to see how I was so guided when I had no idea what that even meant. And that really brings me a lot of joy. We are so guided, and when we finally get it, we can just rest in that. It's really kind of gorgeous. So anyway, I went into the dark night of the soul. I just happened to end up getting very involved in spirituality and doing silent retreats and meditation retreats and all of this that brought me to a whole other place I never knew existed. Okay, the spiritual world. From the spiritual world, it's like breadcrumbs, okay? I step into the metaphysical world. I engage in everything. I just open my heart and soul to everything. And right before my 50th birthday, and so it's already 7 years I stopped working as a therapist, I'm sitting with a shaman, mm-hmm. PhD clinical psychologist, which was really important to me because I really knew nothing about the spiritual world. So the fact that she was a clinician, you know, I felt like I was aligned. And a medical intuitive. 3 hours later, the session is over, and she said to me, you will completely heal. You're a major teacher, major healer. And this is how naive I was, Kelly. I said, no, I'm not. I'm an OT. I do nothing. And I love my naivete. And I think that's why it's important for me to mention that. My naivete, not gullibility, but naivete and lack of intellectualizing the process allowed me to come from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And keep the judgment and keep the fears and keep all of that at bay. And so that's how I was. I was really quite naive about the spiritual world. Anyway, she puts me on bed rest, says my adrenal glands are shot, and I listen. And the most important piece of this is that I hung up the phone and I said, I'm done. Either I heal or I'm out of here. That was a proclamation to change my life. And I didn't even know it. I said it out of total desperation.
Right.
Gosh, I was exhausted. 40 years of compensating.
Right.
And I didn't realize that I put a proclamation out energetically, vibrationally to this universe, heal me. And that's what happened. So over the course of the next couple of years, I mean, I did everything they tell you to do. I mean, I read The Secret. I did the manifesting.
Right.
I chanted it. I held my hands, and they were totally in a clawed position, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they were lifeless. And I would stretch them, and I would say, I love you, I love you, I love you, hands, because if I don't love you, why would you love me? And that was the beginning of me really taking me on. And really learning from the inside out what it meant to love myself. And then I got very, very involved in inner child work. And everything, inner child work and changing my
right.
what I eat, total detox on a physical level. And through the course of probably 5 years, 4 or 5 years, all of me just shifted. I just transformed. My fingers started to open. I started to do things that I haven't done in 40 years.
Do you believe that, that when you did start transforming physically after you had started healing and transforming internally and energetically and emotionally, and then it manifested in the physical sense, do you feel like it was the work you did about your belief systems around the way you could heal? Do you think that's a lot of it was not just, it was the love, but it was also about shifting your belief systems about kind of the medical field and what you were told and what you would take on and what you would not or not willing to accept anymore?
And I see all of that as loving yourself.
Okay.
Loving yourself meaning that, because before that, I was stuck in this place of, this is what they told me.
Right.
This is my life. And, you know, I became my story. Now, mm-hmm. you know, being diagnosed very young, I did become my story. My whole life was a disease. When I said no, I am not going to allow that anymore. So, yes, my belief system changed. That what changed about my belief system, Kelly, is that I had a say. That I can be the co-creator of my life. That I don't have to stand back and accept what these medical doctors, and, you know, some of them were lovely, you know, said to me. I said to myself, I am going to change my life. My life started to change when I started to love me or look at me differently, not through exhaustion, not through, you know, this disabled woman, okay?
Or other people defining it, but making that
absolutely.
Choice. And, you know, in my book, the book I'm writing right now, you know, one of the chapters is about coming to choice, because it's like, I believe choice is the differentiator in our lives. You know, we can stay, as you and I have spoken about, in the mystical, in this, you know, all the different things other than the physical for a long time. But bottom line, like we've spoken about, we are given a body and we're on this earth to create and to choose what we want to do here. And, you know, you decided to make the choice in a different way.
It's all choice, Kelly. Mm-hmm. It's all choice.
Right.
And when I said yes, and this is what's so important, is that when I said yes to healing, I said, you know, either I heal or I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I said yes to healing. I made a huge choice that I was no longer going to exist in this body, in this lifetime, if I was going to continue to live the way I was living, because it was exhausting, okay?
Yeah.
So, choice to heal. Now, what's really, really important, and I stress with my clients and is in my book and everything else, is that it was when my heart healed. It was when my heart healed that it opened up the possibilities, and I'm going to say possibilities, for my body to heal. My belief is that we come in with whatever we come in with, okay? And whether it shows up as, whether our heart pain or heart discordant energy shows up physically as a physical manifestation, emotional, it doesn't matter. Mine happens so often. I mean, the emotional manifestation of feeling so, like, where do I belong in this world, grew into a physical manifestation. That's how I feel. So when the discordant energy was healed, and I became aligned with me, my soul, my being, then I was able to diminish the physical ramification. Now, I will be the first one to say, I never ever tell anyone that they'll heal physically, because that's not for me to say. That's between you and your God, the universe, whatever. What I will say is, when you heal your heart, nothing else matters. So, you know, I have
I love that. And the reason I love that is I have a very dear friend, one of my best friends, who made a choice to die about 7 years ago. Chose that. Instead of going through the traditional medication, chemo, through the cancer she had, she tapped into her intuition, and this is controversial, but, you know, made a choice to hold the big picture, tapped into her heart, and realized that that is what was right, what needed to happen for her, and asked me to be the one that held that space and container for her to make that choice to heal. But through her death process. And this is a woman that had 3 young children. And a lot of people didn't know about the fact that she had chosen that path. They knew that she was dying. And so I was kind of there to hold that space for her. And it was really hard for me because, you know, our hearts get involved in our personalities, and I wanted her to be here with me on this plane. And it was a great lesson to me to see that what you just said was so important, Laura, which is you're not here to say, I did this, so therefore the outcome for you when you heal your heart will be to physically heal. That's what happened for me, right? Is that what you're saying? The outcome is really
absolutely
to heal your heart, not to...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I would never, let's face it, when I started healing, I thought, oh my gosh, in my excitement and actual awe, I was in
right.
awe that you could even do this. And we're going back, 10 years now,
right.
know, at least 6 years when I started, 10 years ago, I started the healing process. Now everybody's talking about it. Nobody was talking about it when I started this, this,
right.
this journey.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like it is today. So, yes, and you know what, the grace, and I think this is also part of loving yourself, and I know it's a very, very interesting word, let me use that, to say loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And loving yourself for me is so, my hand is like swirling around my solar plexus as I say that. It's just this incredible acceptance and willingness of you. That, to me, is what loving yourself is. There's no judgment. There's just this place that you know is you, and you hold that with such grace. That's what loving yourself means for me, all right? Not all this riffraff, love, love, love. So I remember having a discussion with Krishna Das, okay? Like, how lucky was I? I was at Omega during the chanting, and we started talking, and I shared what I did, and he said, well, not everybody's meant to heal physically in this lifetime.
Right.
And I said, I know, but if they heal their heart, that's all there is. He said, you're absolutely right. Because if you heal your heart, look, I have sequela from my disease. I'm sorry, sequela being, the ramifications of so much tendon transfer and
right.
fusion. I couldn't care less anymore what I do physically. Because I'm not shamed by it. Because I'm not feeling like damaged merchandise anymore.
Right.
My heart is so pure and so healed. The rest doesn't matter. Or you look at it differently.
Right.
And
it's all about perception. Yep. It's all about
absolutely. Well, and most of that is because so many people are shamed. And feel the shame, and they carry the shame, and that's really what it's all about. So when you let go of that, and you just show up in your authenticity, you show up in that little girl, little boyness of how you were intended to show up.
Mm-hmm.
It just becomes, it evolves. You live organically, you breathe organically, you just become that. So, yes, and I used to say, wow, you could heal physically if you, no, I don't even go there anymore because it's not for me to say. And I've had potential clients calling me saying, I think I have cancer, this and that, and what I do is I tap in instantly to the original womb. That's what I do in the
right.
And I will tell her, 3 years old, this is what happened, blah, 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 blah. This is the recapitulation. To me, everything happens in the first 4 years and the rest of the life is recapitulation. Unless you say, no, I'm done. At the end of a 20-minute free consult, she says to me, well, what if I want the cancer? And I said, then you'll get the cancer. And whatever you choose, it's your choice.
Right.
And I got the phone, and it was, and I never heard from her. And you know what? That to me is grace. I don't need to tell her anything.
Right.
She will vision, and all I can do is honor it. And I, whether it's a potential client or my family or my friends, and I think what you did was beautiful, Kelly. All we can do is honor somebody else's choice. And the only reason we wouldn't be able to honor it is because we get in our way with our personality.
Agreed. Agreed. And I feel like even with my friend, there were ramifications for me after I held the space for her. And then I had my personality and I allowed for that anger and rage to come out later, after she had passed, after she had passed, I allowed that to come out and it was okay because
it's necessary.
It's really important.
It is so important because it would get locked in you.
Right.
So good for you for knowing that. But, I think the more we're aligned with our pure selves, our true selves, all right, then we don't have to go around beating down anybody's door.
Right.
And that level of calmness within, I don't think there's anything greater than that. And, you know, I feel so grateful. I live in awe at what I can do. I mean, I have watched myself so tremendously. I mean, whether it's physical and the things that I could do physically that I couldn't do before, or my heart space is so different. I mean, I just want to hold the, you know, all I care about is holding the container for others to be the best they could be. It's so genuine, it's so pure, it's so real. That, you know, I was a very angry woman, you know, who was watching her body fall apart.
Right.
It's like I died and came back. So, you know, this level of opening, you know, it's just, that's, if we can live in that land and really believe that we can shift whatever we choose to shift. We
right.
just have to say yes, and we have to be willing to do the work, Kelly. You know, you and I talked about that. This isn't fairy dust.
Right.
And so as much as I say I don't believe in magic, I do. I do believe in magic, but we have to open the door to the magic.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, opening the door to magic. I completely agree. We have to make that choice to open the door and believe
right.
in that limitless possibility of what we want to create. What we want to create and move out of our victimhood. And that's definitely, I feel, like the new way in the, quote, New Age movement is, you know, like we spoke about, integrating that masculine, not manhood, but masculine, that doing, that choice, that belief systems, those solid things, integrating that with the beautiful power of that feminine intuition and going in and emotion. I love that. I love that, Laura. Thank you.
I just took a great sigh. Just a great breath on that. You know, I'm sitting here with my new code word is audacity.
Mm-hmm.
So what's audacity about? And I was, you know, I'm doing some branding work, so I was talking to the person that I'm doing this work with. I said, well, what's the difference between tenacity and audacity? Because I know I've always had the tenacity, right? And so it's cute. And he's a wordsmith. So, you know, the audacity is that bravery and that courage. And, you know, you're just going to get out there and bam, you know, and have this wonderful passion. And the tenacity is to keep it going.
Yep, that's great.
We really believe in ourselves and have that audacity to show up. And I'm saying that in a very gentle way. I'm not talking banging doors down. You don't have to bang doors down. But your energy, the vibration of who you are, is pure. You
mm-hmm.
don't have to bang any doors down. It's just, people just gravitate.
Yeah, they love it.
How lovely is that, right? I mean,
it's awesome.
We come from a world where we had to bang doors down to be seen, and in our new paradigm thought and belief, just show up in your gentleness and your strength.
I love that. I love that, definitely. And so with your website, what can people expect to connect with? Like, what do you do out in the world? You have your book, and you also do coaching and mentoring?
I do.
Intuitive counseling?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do intuitive. In my healing classes, I started to see the inner child and the adult. So my work is really about honing into the original wound of the child within the adult. Okay, I mean, boom, you know, 3 years old, 2 years old, 6 years old. This is what happened, and this is what we're recapitulating. And it's really magical. It really is. And it's always understood. So I do a program that's called, I just changed it from coaching your inner child to wellness to loving your inner child to wellness. And, you know, I just want to say, Kelly, that I really put out to the universe that I work with people that are committed to healing. You have to be committed to the healing process. It's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
And for people who really want to change your life. I mean, it's precious work. It's deep work. It's hard work. And it is transformative work. It'll change your life, okay? So I do that. I have what's called 3-day intensives that people come and, wow, we just get in it. it's huge. And I do a workshop that I'm shifting a little bit, but that's pretty much what I do. I Skype all around the world, so, you know, I am available. It's holding a container for somebody to get to the root cause of what's keeping their life in a band. You know, what do you want to change about yourself that no longer works for you? And to go to the deep core of where that began. I am an intuitive, I am a medium. All of those pieces that I look at as gifts, just gifts back from the universe for having the courage to heal myself. And therefore, I can use those gifts and bring them forward to assist anyone who has the tenacity to say, yes, I'm going to do that too.
That sounds fabulous. That's awesome. So what is your website? It will be up on our interview description and along with your book for our community to look at. But can you tell everyone what your website is?
Yes, it's www.dancingheartdancinghands. One heart, two hands, all one word. Well, I realized that when my heart danced, my hands could dance.
That's so awesome.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, Laura, you are such an inspiration to me, and I'm sure a lot of the community will just adore and really be moved and inspired by your story. I loved your book. And as you know, I feel like you're part of my tribe as well. So I just really want to thank you for your commitment to your work and your commitment to what you're doing for the world, because I think the world needs more Laura's for sure.
Well, thank you, Kelly, very much. And, you know, people sometimes say to me, I want your Kool-Aid. And I said, look, remember, I had 40 years of disease. You know, we all have our own branding. I think what is so critical, and I can sit here at 60 years old, okay, and feel like I'm 25 with this amazing life ahead of me, because I said yes. So I want people really, really get that. It's about saying yes to you. And I tell people, you know, give yourself a wrap. Take your arms and wrap around you as if somebody else is holding you. Really, really, really love you.
Love yourself, yeah.
Everything will happen when you do that. And if there's any way that I could be of service to you, the listeners out there, I really look forward to hearing from you.
Well, thank you.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, thank you, Laura. And I will. I'm going to give myself a hug today and love myself as I move through my day. So thank you again. And everyone, hopefully check out Laura's book and her website. And I'm really honored to speak with you. Take care, Laura.
Thanks.